Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers from this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about isolation, getting you by yourself, mentally isolating you, physically isolating you, how narcissistic people love when you are on Narcissist Island. When you take your boat, this is how I describe it, y'all. You take your boat. Narcissists are on the island by ourselves. We over here chilling. Guess what? I'm by myself on this island. I'm just like, yo, I'm Tom Hanks in Castaway. You're Wilson. You come over there, we get isolated together. We get isolated together. We want you to take your boat and swim over here to us and then burn your boat. That's what we want you to do. We want you to burn your boat so there's no escape from Narcissist Island. The only exit is my boat. And it's a one-seater. It's a one-seater boat. It's my boat. I control who comes on and off of this boat. I control who comes on and off of Narcissist Island and things like that. Yeah, I know y'all was like, Lee, how do you think of this stuff? Y'all literally, I want y'all looking at my notebook. If you're on my podcast, you're not gonna be able to see this. Yeah, my notebook says, number five, isolation from a narcissist. I just write it down. I start talking. I don't know what to say. Narcissist Island just came to me just a second ago. You know what I mean? Y'all, this is why y'all love me. It's just like, yeah, that's why I love my channel. You don't love me. Y'all know people are like, Lee, we don't love you, Lee. How can you love a demon? We can't love a demon, Lee. If you love a demon, that means you go to hell. And I go, I don't want to be Jezebel. And blah, 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 blah. I get it. So, y'all see what I did? Hey, if y'all, let's say again, y'all, I still have another week or so with these temporary veneers in. So if y'all hear me a lisp or trying to struggle to say an S sound or F, because I had the new veneers and I can't talk. My gap is gone, y'all. It's gone. No more Gappy Hammock. But yeah, Narcissist Island, y'all. Narcissists want you on this island to ourselves. Because there's no lines of communication on or off except for me. Guess what? If I can get you to swim away from your island, from the mainland, like your friends and family, or your support system, is the mainland. You know what I mean? You have the mainland over there. Like what's the island system? You're a peninsula like Florida. The mainland is Florida with your family and friends and whatnot. I'm out here on an island by myself. I don't know. I'm horrible at geography, y'all. So don't judge me. I'm on Narcissist Island. It's in the middle of the ocean. It's in the middle of the ocean. I'm out here. If I can successfully get you away from your friends and family, if I can get you away from your support system, I can control you. That's how narcissists think. We can control. I can get you away from over there. I can control you. Guess how we do that? Every time we turn you against them, is one paddle forward. Hey, your mom be lying to you, manipulating you. You paddle forward. Hey, your dad is a manipulator. You paddle forward. Hey, keep people out of my business. I'm a private person. You paddle forward. Hey, your friends. I think one of your friends likes me. You paddle forward. You mean, I don't like when you work. I don't like you working with. So this is, yes, y'all, women can be narcissists, but I'm talking from a man, cisgender perspective. Narcissistic robot resetting to correct my own pronouns. Let's see. cisgender male here. This is a cisgender male perspective, which I know people don't, you know, y'all get enough of that. So it's just like, hey, your friends like me. One more paddle. I got you. You getting closer and closer and closer. You know what I mean? I think you need to work harder at the relationship. You paddle closer. Now I got, look, hey, I need you to delete all the men from your Instagram. Guess what? You just deleted all of them. You paddle closer. Now I'm in control of you. You see how that works? Now I'm absolutely in control of you. I control you. Now, hey, I need you to burn that boat. Delete your family and friends number. Gotcha. You set your boat on fire, the paddles on fire, and the only way off this island is through me. And guess what? Your lines of communication have been cut. So you can't communicate with anybody else but me. You have a complaint? Log it up with the king of the island or the queen of the island. Oh, that's me. I don't want to hear your. I took your complaint. Oh, this is nice. This is a nice complaint here.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You don't like the way I talk to you. Fold it up, throw it in the trash. There's no complaint box on Narcissist Island. When a narcissist or toxic person gets you isolated, there's no complaint box. The complaint box goes to me. I don't want to read it. It's empty. The complaint box, like, is on top of a trash can, pretty much. You know what I mean? This is the complaint box right here, y'all. It's on top of a trash can. So you file a complaint. You put it on top. You put it in the complaint box. And it goes right in the trash. You see what I'm saying? I tell people, like, when you get to Narcissist Island, when you get by yourself, it's horrible. Y'all isolate them, you let them control your life, and the thought of some people, like, y'all be, like, literally, a lot of people give up their lives to narcissist people because of previous childhood trauma, because you might have some stuff going on yourself, you might have some huge codependency issues, you might be a fixer, you might be a yes person trying to make everybody happy, you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but guess what, you isolate yourself, you give up your life. If y'all don't see my most recent story I just did about this young woman, she was going to college, had a full ride to prestigious university, and gave it up for some toxic ass dude that abuses her young kid that's not his stepson, and he gave her STD. Yeah, I'm saying people give up their lives and their livelihood and their dreams and hopes for a shot at love. Y'all will swim over to Narcissist Island. Hey, you know what? That boat you were paddling over here, burn it in the middle of the ocean, and I want you to swim the rest of the way. So when you swim the rest of the way to Narcissist Island, when you isolate your, when you, now you self-isolated, now you're exhausted from the swim. Now you gave up all of that for a shot at love. Billions of people on the planet are right here, right? But this one person is the only person that can love you correctly, right? This one person is the only person that can give you the love, care, and affection that you've been craving, correct? Billions of people on the planet. Billions with a B. How Trump said it. Billions and billions with a B. You know what I mean? Seriously. That's how it goes, though. I'm telling you. When you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, that's the crux of it all right there, y'all. Nothing you say and do will ever be enough for that type of person. It just won't. You will give, and you'll give until you expire. You will swim to Narcissist Island where you isolate yourself and your friends and family. You have no support system, and you ruin the rest of your whole damn life. Imagine you getting buried. Imagine you about to take your final breath. Imagine this second right here, y'all. You're on your deathbed, about to take your final breath, and you just realize that you wasted your entire life loving somebody that didn't love you back the way you needed to be loved. Imagine that, the pain, right before you pass away, your last breath, and you just look back at your life. You have like one of flashbacks of your entire life. You realize that you spent the majority of your life loving someone that didn't deserve your love, loving someone that didn't love you back the way you needed to be loved, loving someone that treated you horribly, loving someone that made you give up your friends and family. You're in your deathbed by yourself because all your friends and family have been cut off. You're alone now. Imagine, I'm just putting it into your head. Imagine that. I'm trying to scare y'all and be just cynical, but I'm dead serious. That's how a lot of people, the number one regret of dying people is, I wish I had the courage to live the life that I wanted and not the life others expected of me. That goes into narcissism too, because narcissists expect you to live this life that they set out for you. They want you to live the life that they designed for you, not the one that you designed for yourself. It takes a little bit of courage and strength. So many people give up. You need to be stronger. Sometimes you have to be stronger. And I'm not calling you weak. I'm just saying you need to be stronger. I'm not saying that you are weak. I'm saying you need to be stronger, because if you don't have the strength to get out of it, you're going to go on your deathbed and you're going to regret. Your tombstone is going to say, buried with a lot of regret. Buried with a lot of regret. Imagine that. You might be 25, 30 years old right now. You might be 50, 60 years old right now. You still have time. You still have time. I'm not telling you, if you just understood, if you just now understand the narcissism, we wake up. Live the rest of your life to the full extent possible, not to the qualifications or the standards that somebody else has set forward for you. You know what I mean? Because they want to get you on Narcissist Island all by yourself and treat you horribly. That's what they want to do to you. You know what I'm saying? Burn the boats. You'll be on your own for a long, extended period of time. You know what I mean? But anyway, let me cut this thing to the end. In-person meetup, workshop, Virginia Beach, Virginia, September 24th. Austin, Texas, October the 15th. And then Toronto, Canada, November the 19th. For the Austin, Texas event, you have to register NARC Avengers, N-A-R-C, Avengers.com, Texas. It's on the site, y'all. And then we'll be in Toronto. So stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more, as always. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Sign up for my newsletter, y'all.